According to the Bureau of Economic Analysis's initial estimate, the U.S. economy managed to expand 0.2% on an annualized basis during the first 3 months of the year. However, new data regarding the U.S. trade deficit from March suggests that the first quarter gross domestic product estimate will be revised into negative territory. If that happens, it will represent the second time over the last 2 years that the U.S. economy failed to expand during the first quarter. Given the March trade data, Barclays now estimates that gross domestic product fell at a 0.3% rate during the year's initial quarter. Macroeconomic Advisors now estimates growth at negative 0.4%, and Goldman Sachs has reduced its estimate to negative 0.5%. As indicated by writer Neil Irwin, one of the headwinds facing the U.S. economy over the past year has been a strengthening U.S. dollar. The dollar index, which measures the value of the U.S. dollar against six other major currencies, expanded by roughly 25% from the beginning of last July through March 13th. That helped Americans purchase more imported products while diminishing the ability of American exporters to penetrate foreign markets. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.